Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Don't forget, if you missed something on here, anything on here that you want to hear more of, check out the radio, the Rewind app on radio.com. Just download the radio.com app and use it to listen to podcasts, your favorite parts of the show anytime on News Talk 830 WCCO. Rewind can take you to the start of the program or to a specific time of the interview. Discover a new way to listen with the radio.com app. Gary Wilson, this is a tough day in a lot of different ways. It's not that you didn't know it was coming, but to see three sports eliminated, one sport, I guess, kind of saved. Let's start with that. We went into the region meeting today not knowing exactly. We had a pretty good idea, and outdoor men's track survived. What went into that? What was your take on that?
Well, I think it was a political move to, you know, throw a bone out to the outdoor track and get an extra vote or so on the board. That's what I think. I think it was. I think this has been a hit job. I think this is premeditated. I think it's been planned for 4 years or more. And you know, the thing that really upsets me. Well, I people have been calling me. How do you feel? I said, well, I feel like four of my brothers and sisters got thrown out of the boat, and we dove in, and we could only two of them drowned. Gymnastics and tennis, and two of them are on life support, and that includes men's track, even though the outdoor is saved for right now, and also the women that are still going to get cut. So I just it just smacks of premeditation.
The Star Tribune did a little investigation on that, and they talked about the clauses for contracts. Can you explain that the clauses apparently were put in 2019? This is pre-COVID. In regards to if your sport is dissolved, so too is your contract.
Yep. And you know how it is when you sign a contract, especially the Olympic sports. They don't have agents. They don't have lawyers. They don't have anything, and they sign them but. From my investigation, nobody was really told that, oh, this is what's going to happen. And obviously it's premeditated. It's like, well, you know what? Guess what? Because this is not going to end here. This is not going to end here on our side fighting, but it's also not going to end here and around the country, because it's a flat out, I'm going to get the Olympic sports as low as I can get them and give as much money as we can everybody else, and screw the kids that are being cut. That's what it's about.
But do you think it's about people just looking at this deficit and the money they've lost and saying we have no choice? Or what do you think it is?
Oh, come on. 2.7 million. You and I could go to five of our friends and get 2.7 million. Mm-hmm. Okay? You and I, and I'm not as bright as you because I didn't go to Gaylord High School.
Or Hamlin, yeah.
Yeah, or him. Oh, yeah, him. I forgot about him. That we could find $2.7 million or $1.6 million in 10 minutes in the budget. This is just, as far as I'm concerned, when this new administration came in, one of our assistants, not Mark, but one of our assistants, AD, said, and I'll read you the quote. One of the first things I noticed when I came into my position is that we had two women's rosters that were very large and disturbingly large. That was women's cross country and women's track.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote. So at the end of the day, oh wow, 4 years ago you started this, and now you've cut down those rosters that helped with gender equity, helped with us having walk-ons that could develop just like football's got walk-ons. And then, I mean, this has been a 4-3-2-1 year mission to we're just using this as an excuse.
Gary, I've heard that, you know, the Title IX was a part of the answer last time, but then somebody else said, no, this isn't Title IX. This is all about economics. What, do you know where the balance sits there?
What was?
I was told, you know, initially when this first came out, they said there's Title IX implications. That's why we have to do this. And then somebody else that works at another NCAA institution said, that's not a Title IX case. That's just economics. They're just trying to get rid of sports. Do you know how much of it's driven by Title IX? How much of it's just an at-will kind of decision?
Well, for 2 years, 2 years ago, they came in, did a whole investigation and told everybody that everything was fine. And now all of a sudden, because supposedly the women's numbers on campus have gone up a little bit, that now we're going to cut men's sports to cut those positions. And then because we're then really out of whack with it will only be 41% men and 59% women, then, oh, well, we got gender equity problems. So I know how to fix that. We'll cut more women. It's like they created their own problem, and then they, oh, wow.
To create the solution.
We're solving it. Yeah, exactly. Come on. I said, you know, I mean, I was born at night, but not last night.
When, Have you seen this manifest itself here in Minnesota? Do you think they've given a template to other schools as to how to do it?
Oh, I think they're all in cahoots. I think all I think all the Power Five ADs around the country are going with a Southeast Conference model. 16 sports, cut opportunities for women, cut opportunities for Olympic sport kids, men and women, shove money into football, and overspend in lots of schools, obviously. I know we have issues. We have issues because Norwood Teague and Kaler caused the issues by saying, okay, we're going to build a $190 million athletic village, which is fine, except when Joel Maturi was here, he said, why don't we just build all this stuff on top of the with the football stadium, do it for a lot less, but no, we're going to have $190 million, which is fine because we need the facilities to keep up in the arms race, but when you don't have the money to pay for it,
there you go. Now you're financing it.
Exactly. That's number one. Then number two, you sell people on the fact that we're going to have scholarship seating at football, basketball, and hockey. And what do? You don't. You've got some money from it, but you don't have anywhere near the money to pay the debt service. And so you turn around and you're going, "Whoa, wait a minute. Who's managed? If you and I managed our household budgets like this." Well, our wives would throw us out of the house.
Yeah, no. And mine would like to anyway, even when I do it well, you know.
Well, I'm up in my office. My wife has kicked me out of the family.
Understood. There's a reason that a guy has to have an office, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, I've learned that. Yes, yes. Yeah. But you're right. The intent of an athletic village is great. Everybody enamored with it. It's blah 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 blah. But if you can't get it paid for, you have a problem, systemic, and
exactly.
It gets exacerbated when you hit tough financial times. Maybe you're counting on the football wave from last year helping pay for it and more donors. That's fine, but it's no different than when you buy a house that maybe you're on the fringe of being able to afford, and then a husband or wife loses their job, and all of a sudden, guess what? The mortgage is different than it used to be, and we're in trouble.
Exactly. Like I told somebody today, I guess it was my wife. We don't have budget problems. We've got priority problems. And you know what we got now after this board meeting? We got value problems. The values of Minnesota and what we are as a school and not only an athletic program, but, you know, academically and band and chorus and blah, blah, blah. Who we are, we're not that anymore. We're moving away from that. But yet they sit there and they say, oh, well, we really care about this and that. BS. If you really care about it, you would never have cut these sports, ever. You'd say, okay, we're going to cut a 15-member gymnastics team, and a 10-member men's tennis team and a track team, and you go, well, wait a minute. Like I said, for $2.7 million or $1.6 million, come on. I mean, this is just, to me, it's criminal. To me, it's these people. This morning, the Regents gets this new proposal of just saving outdoor track. They get this at 9 o'clock in the morning. They didn't know anything about it, and they're in the meeting. They're in their meetings at 8 o'clock. They're getting this over an email, I guess, and they're going, whoa, what is this?
So you think that was the last dish, like a feel good, like look at we saved the sport or what?
I think it was to get votes. I think it was because the vote was 5-7.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
And I think it was just okay. We're going to do this, and then you know.
I see. So you throw that in, so you get the two votes reversed, and now it's 7-5, and that's what you have to eliminate them.
Or six to six. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that's really disappointing to me is that the three women on the board and the women in our administration who are supposed to be fighting for women's opportunities and women's rights, you know that, you know, Chris Foles and I didn't always see eye to eye.
Correct.
In fact, we almost never saw eye to eye.
Correct, yes.
But the one thing she fought for and the one thing that she was adamant about and I was proud of her for, she fought her butt off for women. And not one freaking mention of that today. And not really one mention of it the whole damn time.
Do you put this in President Gable's stable, so to speak, that she should have been able to see this more than Mark Coyle?
Yes. Yes. I blame her. I blame people that just go, you know what? He's the boss. Well, you know what? Mark Coyle is a nice guy. He helped me with the women's locker room.
Yep, and you guys have had a long-standing relationship, yep.
We have a relationship. But God dang it. Who the hell is his advisors? Not mm-hmm. one person that's in his inner circle is a Minnesota person. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Walk down the damn hall and talk to Mark Ryan, who's been here for 25 years, was overseeing track and field, and say, you know, that they throw this crap out that, well, you know what? They're just those walk-on kids didn't have a great experience. Well, I'll tell you, my walk-on kids that ended up developing and or had great experience, every one of them wrote to the Board of Regents and said, wait a minute, you're slapping us in the face. The thing that Roy Griak and I always prided ourselves on is that we got a lot of walk-ons, we gave kids a chance, and we had Olympians out of that, we had Big Ten champions, we had All-Americans. Gabe Grunewald, you know, was a walk-on.
Yeah, I'm hard to believe, yep.
Yeah, and we're not going to have that. We're going to have 20 cross-country people? Come on. I mean, because football is a developmental sport, believe it or not. That's why there's 35 walk-ons, because you never know who you're going to get. You never know who's going to develop. Track's the same way. Track and cross-country need those kind of numbers, and what did we get? We're down to... I used to have 45, 50 kids on cross-country. Now, they've gone from 40 to 47 to 35 to 30, and now next year they want to put them at 20. You go, what?
Were you surprised just from where you stand that golf survived it? And why would that over tennis say?
I don't know. One of the administrators is a golf coach, previous golf coach, so maybe that was it. I have no idea what the hell they're talking. I have no
Who do you think is the most vulnerable going forward now that this is on the table?
Every single sport except men's and women's basketball, football, volleyball. But
men's, women's basketball and women's volleyball do not make money. Does that make them vulnerable?
No, because they pay those guys, they pay those coaches way too much. They can't have them fail. They're not going to fail, you know. And if they are going to fail, they're going to, you know, get another coach that can make them go. But see, that's the point, Maxie. The point is that athletics in any college, any place in the world, was not developed as a business model. There's a great adage about, you know, selling blueberries. We're not selling blueberries. We can't send these people back. We're trying to help young people learn life lessons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is not about, we got to make money. Okay, we have to make money because of TV and blah, blah, blah. But we've over we overcommitted. We got ourselves in financial problems, which is no fault of Mark Coyle, but it sure the hell isn't fault of these kids that just got cut today.
I understand, yeah.
This is about kids. When did that end? Not mean anything?
Gary, do you think that the right model for Division One sports, Big Ten sports, especially given what we're going through, is you say, okay, football and men's basketball, no denying it. It's paying all the bills. It reigns supreme. So let's take the rest of sports. You can call them Olympic sports, whatever you want. I would call them the sports that don't make money, whatever they are. And right. let's just reduce it to a regional schedule. We can call it Division One. We can call it Division Two. It really doesn't matter. And let's just make sure that we provide opportunities for kids.
Well, I'm not sure. I guess that's the point that I want to make is that everybody talks about stakeholders. We got to talk to our stakeholders. We got to have solutions. We got to ask those questions that you just asked me. Was that ever done in this situation? Mark Ryan, who's been here 25 years, found out that the men's track team was going to get cut 2 hours before the kids knew and the coaches knew. Really? Did anybody come to Mark Ryan and say, hey, tell me what Gary Wilson's evaluations were when they had big teams? Did anybody come to Matt Bingle or Jeff Young or Mike Burns and say, hey, what can we do here? We got problems. Have you got some solutions? Can you help? No. It's just like, oh, we're just doing this. Boom, here it is. No, that's not. If you and I ran our households like that, we'd be thrown out.
And again, you know, she's already got enough reasons, so let's not give her another one, right? Hey, Gary, I got to go. We could talk about it all night. We'll talk about it in the future, but thank you for giving us some time tonight. Appreciate your fighting spirit, my man.
Okay, Max. Yeah, I love you, man.
You too. Gary Wilson, University of Minnesota, former coach, which allows him, he's still coaching over at White Bear Lake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.